Want applications that can live on-premises or in the cloud? Bring the flexibility of cloud computing inside your data center with the only server built from the cloud up.
I'm your host, Tommy Patterson, technical evangelist for the Southeast in the United States. I basically serve as a technical writer for TechNet. I've got my own blog, virtuallycloud9.com. And one of the great things I get to do here at Microsoft is talk to individual contributors in the company who are doing great things on Channel 9. So today's episode, we're talking Microsoft IT. That's our internal IT infrastructure division that handles things for the way we do work inside Microsoft, right? And then also how it may attribute to how our public customers can also think about how they may work with some of our products. So today we're going to talk to them about the unified device management. So how we do Intune, Configuration Manager, and how we kind of tie those together. Some of the specifics and gotchas around that, some of the preconceived notions that some of our IT admins may have, and try to ease some of those concerns because we believe this offering is really solid. So what we did was we brought on two guys today, Brian Allen, who's our Senior Program Manager. I'm going to let him introduce himself, and Mike DeGoyer, and what they do, where they come from, and that kind of thing. So Brian, let's throw the mic to you, and let's hear a little bit about you.
Yes, my name is Brian Allen. I'm a senior program manager at Microsoft. I work for the Enterprise Client Test and Operations team. We currently manage a large config manager enterprise infrastructure, and we also manage the unified device management piece of it as well, where we're connected to the Intune cloud. Our environment is roughly 350,000 clients spread across six primary sites that's geo-distributed, and we provide all the services, whether it's from application management to patch to AV to all of Microsoft IT, to make sure that Microsoft is in compliance and standard and that our users have a great experience using Configuration Manager and managed services.
Excellent. So I'm one of those guys that you support. I mean, I work abroad, but I'm based out of the Alpharetta office. So as you can do your Configuration Manager work, some of that stuff behind the scenes affects me directly, right?
Yes, absolutely. Whether it's patch management, whether it's application management or application distribution, that does affect you. And hopefully you are having a great experience with these services. And if not, we'd like to hear about it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Mike, let's hear a little bit about you.
Sure. My name is Mike DeGoyer. I've been at Microsoft here about 12 years, around the environment about 15 years. I'm currently in Microsoft IT, and I'm in the Client Services Division. So essentially, we are accountable and responsible for everything that happens on the client desktop. That ranges for every desktop that Brian manages for us in his with the operations team, as well as every one of the services that touches it. So our organization actually is responsible for everything from your Windows experience, your Office experience, your System Center experience, your patch management, your imaging. All those core client services really come from our organization. Specifically, I'm in charge of the System Center, Windows, Intune, and kind of that infrastructure piece, working with our operations team to make sure that everything is rolled out in a smooth manner, that a lot of the services and features that we enable, so for example, with unified device management that we'll be talking about today, with the Windows Intune service, with your ability to enable and have devices managed by Microsoft IT and gain corporate access to resources and applications. My job is to make sure that all of that is smooth and as best a client experience as we can, and then make sure that it's rolled out with Brian's team so that we understand any impacts or risks. Because we also run a very heavily dog food central or beta central environment. So with that, there's always risks, there's always trade-offs, and that's one of my jobs is to make sure we're managing that effectively from a business perspective, as well as providing you, for example, Tom, with the best user experience that we can on that software.
So I've got to imagine your job got a lot more difficult this last year. So in the past, Microsoft rolled out patches and upgrades and new releases every couple of years. Now we're doing it every year, and not just with one product, but with all of them, just about. So,
yeah, my
projects have shrunk
my
a little
job
bit,
kind
right?
Of, yeah, in our organization, we have four or five people that play my role. We have one for Windows, one for Office, one for System Center, one for IE. And we're all really excited that they've changed the release cycle to every year instead of every couple of years.
And it's every year for external. For us, it's every 6 weeks, every two, four,
yeah.
6 weeks. So we're always deploying, as Mike stated. We do heavy early adoption against beta products, and so we want to make sure that we're capturing those issues and bugs before it goes out to our customers. So we're often revving these environments every 2, 4 to 6 weeks.
For you folks external that are watching today's show, what is the challenging part, right? So my manager sends an email down, 8.1 is available. I expect everyone to get on it as soon as possible. And because I'm one of the more public-facing side of the company, I'm out talking to all my customers at events and writing TechNet posts. I've got to jump on quickly. And I can't do that unless Configuration Manager has already deployed those images out properly across the country. And so big thanks to you all for making that happen. But I got to imagine that's a challenge, especially with this new aggressive release schedule that we have. So good to hear there's multiple people behind that, and especially, you know, Internet Explorer, there's a lot of new changes there. Office, always a lot of new changes. One of the biggest businesses we have at Microsoft, and it deserves that attention. So let's talk a little bit about Unified Device Management, UDM. What are the benefits? Why should somebody look at doing that?
So first, let's talk a little bit about Unified Device Management and what that really means. For Configuration Manager IT admins, they understand already the benefits of Configuration Manager, SCCM, System Center Configuration Manager, where you manage your on-prem infrastructure, you manage all of your clients through the on-prem infrastructure, and you have all the rich features of this 16-year mature product. Windows Intune has now introduced the cloud version of this, and where we can manage mobile devices, non-domain joined corp connected, not corp connected devices via the cloud. And these two pieces together, where we connect our on-prem Configuration Manager infrastructure to the Windows Intune cloud in order to manage those mobile devices, those non-domain joined devices. Together, that makes up Unified Device Management. Some of the benefits of Unified Device Management would be being able to manage these mobile devices. These mobile devices are now becoming PCs. The explosion of mobile devices in the enterprise is just going to continue to grow. And so now enterprises are faced with the challenge of how do we manage these mobile devices? How do we embrace consumerization of IT, or BYOD, bring your own device? And so being able to manage all these heterogeneous devices is going to be key for enterprises going forward. And Windows Intune with Configuration Manager allows us to have this unified device management, this unified device management strategy, where you still have the ability to manage your domain joined corp connected devices, but also you have the ability for your end users to get the device of their choice and still be productive anytime, anywhere, on any device that they choose through enrolling into the Unified Device Management Service or the Intune Cloud Service. And us as IT pros, we're able to still manage those devices accordingly and provide those end users the company assets and corporate assets that they need to be productive. So those are the huge benefits for corporations.
And so when you say manage, you're saying, let's say I bring in a brand new Surface Pro that I bought at Best Buy. I want it to be a part of my daily work routine. If I were to add that in and to try to connect into something at Microsoft, by managing it, you mean I want to make sure that, or you want to make sure that all the patches and security, everything is applied so that I have a standard build that I'm working from?
Correct. And Surface Pro and Surface RT are different. Surface Pro, we treat those as domain joined x86 corp connected devices. But Surface RT, which is more of a tablet, that is exactly what we're saying. You can enroll into this service. You can have access to applications. You can have access to certain SharePoint sites. You're able to still be productive on the apps, the LOB apps, the applications that allows you to accomplish your job without being connected to the domain. without having to enroll, I mean, to join your device to the domain.
Well, excellent. So what about if I go out and buy an iPad? I doubt I'm going to do that, but there's a lot of customers in the world that have those clients that come in, they have iPads.
Feel free to join that as well. So we are actually working on rolling that service out right now. As a matter of fact, this week we're actually rolling that out to the 10,000 plus users who have different iOS devices, iPads, iPhones, etc., that are going to give them the same access to applications. One of the things we're working on is kind of trying to divide a level playing field in UDM. So if you think about all those external devices, if you think about the iPad, the iPhone, the tablet, your Windows phone, the key that we're trying to drive there is from an enterprise perspective, to provide that consistent user experience, whether it be the password policy, whether it be the PIN that's required on or off the device, if encryption is required on or off that device. Right now, really what UDM and one of the undercovers areas we're investigating and spending a lot of time on is trying to drive for that consistent user experience across unified device management. So really, the end users, and even from a long-term product perspective, we're looking at how does Windows and Microsoft make this a really consistent platform and experience.
And we have the ability to, as Mike mentioned, all the heterogeneous devices. We can manage all iOS devices. We can manage, of course, all Windows devices. We can manage Macs. And so across the whole stack of platforms, we're able to manage these devices through Unified Device Management. And the beauty of it is they don't all have to be, especially for your remote scenarios, they don't have to be domain joined.
Excellent. Okay, so at Microsoft, we do a lot of work around certification. How do you guys go about saying, okay, this application we're allowing, or this one is certified for that remote connectivity? How do you do app certification?
That's a great question. I'll take that one. So we've invested a lot in the certification. So currently we have anywhere from, depending on who you ask on what day, we have about 1,800 what we consider line of business core applications. The reality is we have about 4,000 to 6,000 other applications in the environment, but really there's those 1,800 that are core. Within those 1,800, previously, before Unified Device Management, we had our own homegrown kind of solution for providing some of these apps and in the mobile space and everything else. What we've now done over the last year, an area that I've actually been spending a lot of time in, is currently we bring all these apps in, we make them run through the privacy review, the security review, a code review on the Windows SDK, and then once we go through all of that, we ensure they have the support processes in place, etc. Once we've gone through all that basic initial process with the application owner, then we actually build it into publishing through System Center through an app model. One of the areas in System Center we've actually spent a lot of time in, we won't go into too much depth, but right now really we're working on operationalizing that in terms of making the product better. So we're working on a system whereas a person can submit an application. We're calling it Dev Center, similar to what you'd find in a Windows marketplace. But we're working on bringing that in through basically we're using SharePoint and other different application services where people can submit their information. And then we run it through these checks for privacy, security, support, information, etc., and try to automate that so people can publish these line of business apps and republish new versions within hours. So we've onboarded recently all of our applications, and right now, essentially, we have a fairly robust platform of line of business apps in pretty much the company portal, which is the way you get these line of business applications on your modern device. That is become now the de facto way to get applications internally at Microsoft, and it'll just continue to move forward.
Absolutely. Fantastic. So anything to add there, Brian?
No, I think Mike covered it all. I think the biggest piece is that we don't have to throw more resources at the explosion of these modern apps. We can do it with automation. And so by leveling automation, by making it easier for app developers to rev their apps and to onboard those apps, it's just going to increase the apps being onboarded, and also it doesn't make us add more resources to this because it's done through automation. So it's not a hit on the budget.
It's always been amazing to me, every time we have a major announcement internally, how quickly everyone at Microsoft already has whatever that application is or feature or whatever we're talking about, how quickly that happens. And you think back to 5-10 years ago, the effort that it took to do something like we do today is, you know, we're moving at light speed now compared to then. So on top of this, you've got to have a help desk support component because there's going to be things that change, things that might trip up a few folks. How do you handle making sure they're ready for what changes are coming down the pipe or what you're rolling out?
It's a good question. We've really spent a lot of time streamlining on our help desk. One thing that may or may not be unique is help desk has pretty much gone to chat focused with all of our stuff. We also have an internal discussion alias that we're using for a lot of product releases that it's just basically a website feedback URL similar to Yammer but a little more robust, and we also use Yammer to actually provide that feedback. So we kind of have three channels for really supporting the user today. Really it's if you want that technical help desk, we work with a product team, we work with our operations team, and so anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks prior to releasing any product, we're basically working with the subject matter experts and the tier 2 and tier 3 engineers to make sure we have everything documented in place and validated because we're doing so much beta internally, such that when something like Windows 8.1 comes RTM, when a new version of Office gets released, when you have a new application that gets revved, really all of that is filtered into the help desk ahead of time and fairly quickly, so that really once it's in the queue, it's a matter of just updating the help desk and bringing them in. But the help desk and the support people, they're part of our core culture. And maybe that's unique or maybe it's not. But we have Microsoft counterparts who are in our weekly and biweekly meetings for the product releases and for the planning stages. So they're right there side by side making sure that we have everything we need.
Now, for external customers, the beauty of the unified device management, especially from the cloud perspective, they don't have to necessarily manage those issues. Because Microsoft manages that cloud or Windows Intune, our operations team, our help desk, our customer support technicians, they are able to take on that work for our external customers. And so I guess that's a double-edged sword. One of the key benefits is that you don't have to onboard more help desk support because it's all managed through Microsoft and through the cloud. You just have to make a phone call and we'll manage those issues and get those resolutions out to you and resolve the service issues on our end. But from a config manager perspective, where IT pros are used to being in control and having the ability to manage their own issues and manage their own infrastructure issues, they lose a little bit of that when connecting to the cloud. So I guess it's how you really look at it. But for me, there is a key benefit for folks not having to worry about that. Let Microsoft manage that for them, and they don't have to worry about that.
So to me, it sounds like we're finally getting to that point where CIOs and directors can talk to their IT pros and say, look, we don't have to do these nuts and bolts pieces. We don't have to do all these calls, these simple calls about things like patches and updates and configurations and application deployments. Now you can actually focus on what the business wanted from us 10 years ago when they tasked us to make the business faster, more agile, what services are going to impact our users the best. So now our IT pros can maybe focus more on what's going to help our those customer businesses versus having to take care of so many calls and that kind of thing. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, especially, and just so that folks don't get the wrong idea, for the cloud piece, for those non-domain join scenarios, that is absolutely true. Now, for the traditional configuration manager on-prem issues, that's still going to be in the control of the IT admins or the configuration manager administrators. But from the cloud perspective, they don't have to worry about that.
Right, and because so much is automated now in configuration manager, those step-by-step builds are far and few in between now.
Yes, absolutely.
The biggest thing is what hardware do we want to purchase next? And, let's roll out the images and make sure the applications work from time to time. But if they're on Intune, we'll take care of it for you.
Absolutely.
And we see, so from a Microsoft internal IT perspective, and Brian mentioned earlier bring your own device kind of scenario, and that, so from my perspective as kind of the IT service owner, I see that as really where we're going in the future anyways. That is the future of Microsoft services. We are going to be working, even though we're in this very strong hybrid environment, I think that pendulum is going to just swing more and more to the online services. And we're even looking at it from a strategic standpoint. You know, we kind of look at it at three layers. There's access, there's apps, and there's data. And as we look at that and how UDM and how these devices are coming through, the enrollment, how they're accessing that, you know, enrollment, devices, services, applications, data, we kind of look at it as this kind of gradient approach where, you know, the reality is in several years down the road, if you have a simple Windows 8.1 device and you're basically getting email or something, and it's really nothing that you don't need access to applications or whatever, really the question that we're asking is there a need to even join the domain? Why do we even need you to have, be on the domain? We really don't. And so we're peeling back that onion a bit. If you're accessing an application, what type of application is it? If we can provide it through UDM and through the company portal on your modern device, like a Windows phone device, and yet the data can stay stored in a secure location in the data center, we don't need, and the data is not stored on that device, for example, do we actually need to manage that phone? To what limit? And so right now, I think over the next 5 years, you'll see a huge shift in most IT departments, and certainly in Microsoft as well. We're going through this where we're looking at how we align the device to apps, to data, to services, because it is a gradient, and that gradient's just going to move, I think, in an off-prem or to more of the Intune UDM service model. And so we're expecting that. We're planning for that. That is the future, and that's where Microsoft is going.
So it sounds like what we're trying to do is make sure everybody can work from home. That's what I hear.
That's work from anywhere.
Anywhere, anytime, any device.
The golf course. That's right. Awesome. So the last piece of this, of course, is the end user side. I mean, are end users ready for this, and how do we get them ready for this? Or, to me, I almost think the answer to that is they expect it already. But they've been expecting it for years. Mm-hmm. What do you guys say to that?
I think the best example of that is kind of in our satisfaction survey that I want to point out. So when we typically do software deployments, say you get your patch management, you get an application update, we do something through on-prem, we typically have ran in about in a 200-point scale around the 140, 150 satisfaction mark. That's kind of where we've hit for the last 4 or 5 years, mainly because we've been very consistent with that service. When we rolled out the company portal internally, we start having people install applications. We start giving people access. We did another survey with those people. We are now up into the high 170s, 178 to be exact, was what our satisfaction survey is, which we are pretty much the highest satisfaction at Microsoft. So immediately within the first 6 months of rolling out this company portal and the UDM services, users were overwhelmingly saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. We finally have a single portal to get our applications, to get some of these things that we need on our devices. There's no more hunting and pecking, no more going through file trees, all this other stuff that we've been doing for 20 years within IT shops. So users are by and large happy, and I think the experience, the simplicity of it is, it's just going to get better.
Yeah, I totally agree with that, Mike. And we've been able to alleviate some of the end-user concerns around privacy, which is some of the things that they care about, because it is their personal device. And they want to make sure that, you know, that they can separate their personal from their corporate life. And so we've been able to ensure users that we don't really care about your personal information on your device. We only care about the corporate assets that you've downloaded to your device. We only inventory those corporate assets that you've downloaded to your device. We don't care about your personal pictures, the websites you've accessed. That's not what we monitor. We monitor if your device is compliant And if you downloaded any apps, if you downloaded any files from your from corporation, and we want to make sure that those are protected from the corp side and that your personal data remains separate. So we have the ability to tag it as a personal device or tag it as a corporate device. If it's a personal device, it's treated as such. And so privacy, we've been able to alleviate those concerns.
Any closing thoughts, guys? We have a great show today. I've really enjoyed listening in on how this works. Any other pieces you want to throw in?
I'd like to just say that I'm excited about where we're going at Microsoft with this. I'm excited about embracing the consumerization of IT model and bringing folks along as we learn more and as we get more gotchas and lessons learned. We want to make sure that we're sharing that with the community and make sure that we're giving folks our story and being able to help them adopt this model as well. So this is an exciting time for Microsoft, and so it's just going to get better.
And so, people should take advantage to go out on different resources. So as, for example, we're currently deploying the Windows 8.1 in different solutions in Office. You're going to see a lot of investment from Microsoft IT internal and from Microsoft in general in terms of putting out the how-to, some of the nuts and bolts, some of the showcase material. We're putting out a lot of material right now on this subject for other enterprises to do what we're doing. And one of the mottos we have is we want to do it like any other IT shop can with Microsoft products. So definitely I think other people that are interested in this subject should, you know, take a poke around, see what's out there. We've really focused on trying to get you the information you need.
Excellent. I mean, we're not talking hundreds of devices here. We're talking 350,000 clients, 130,000 modern devices that Brian, that it's part of what you do operationally. This thing scales, it works, and I think we're ready.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. Well, guys, it's been a pleasure. I really enjoyed it. Again, if you want to check any more information, we've got some good stuff on Configuration Manager and Intune as part of our Private Cloud blog series. You can check that out at virtuallycloud9.com, find some links there. And also any of the other pieces on Microsoft.com, we've got several resources you can go look at to see about Intune and how these pieces work for unified device management. So thanks again, Brian and Mike. Pleasure.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you.